The Fox and the Otter. Once upon a time, there was a fox who lived in the mountains and an otter who lived by a river. One day, the fox paid a call on the otter.
"Brother Otter," he said, "have you got anything good to eat?"
The otter generously caught a big mess of fish and served it to the fox. When he had eaten his fill, the fox said,
"That was delicious. Next time, I'll treat you to a mountain feast."
The next day, the otter visited the fox.
"Well, Brother Fox, I'm here. Bring on the feast."
But the fox just lay staring up at the ceiling without a word. The otter went home in a huff. The next day, the fox called on the otter again.
"Oh, Brother Otter, sorry about yesterday. The god of the house ordered me to guard the ceiling, so I couldn't chant."
"I see. Well, since you're here, won't you have some fish?"
The otter generously treated the fox again. When he was full, the fox said,
That was delicious. Drop by tomorrow, and I promise you a real mountain feast."
The next day, the otter went back to the fox's den.
"Hello, Brother Fox. I'm here for the feast."
This time, the fox just kept looking down at the ground and wouldn't answer. The otter went home furious, thinking he had been tricked again. The next day, the fox went to see the otter.
"Sorry about yesterday, my friend," he said. "The god of the ground ordered me to guard the ground, so I couldn't chat."
Brazenly, he went on.
"Tell me, Brother Otter, how can I catch a lot of fish the way you do?"
"Nothing to it," said the otter. "On a freezing cold day, go to the river and dangle your tail in the water. Hold perfectly still and you'll get a bite in no time."
So one cold day, the fox went to the river and dangled his tail in the chilly water. The sun went down and soon it was pitch dark. The river water became even colder. Just then, the fox felt something brush his tail.
"Hurrah! I've caught a fish!"
The fox wanted a big catch, so despite the cold, he lingered on, dangling his tail in the freezing river until finally it was so heavy he could hardly move it.
"Oh boy, I hit the jackpot!"
The fox tried to jerk his tail up, but it wouldn't budge. He turned around and was shocked to see that the river had turned to solid ice. The fox stayed that way till morning, unable to move. Then the villagers discovered him and came storming up.
"Look, there's the rascally fox that's always raiding our crops. Catch him! Don't let him get away!"
Frantic to escape, the fox pulled and pulled with all his might. Then, what do you think happened? The tail tore right off, and the fox went running back to the mountains, yelping in pain, all the way home.